to another installment of the Omnicare Clinical Nurse Podcast Series. Our goal is to touch on relevant topics that are common to the post-acute care setting. The clinical nursing team at Omnicare is comprised of mostly former post-acute directors of nursing, regional nurses, and infusion nurse specialists. My name is Eileen Catalano, and I will be your host today. Joining me today are Barb McDonald and Kate Folby. We are clinical nurses and infusion educators at Omnicare. For today's topic, we will be unraveling any confusion revolving around catheter flushing and locking orders. Barb and Kate, thank you for joining us on today's call. Before we jump in, Barb, can you talk about the differences between flushing and locking?
Flushing and locking of intravenous catheters are essential in the prevention of catheter occlusion. Even though flushing and locking are terms that are mutually exchanged, they are not the same. Flushing of an IV catheter is defined as a manual injection of prefilled normal saline flushes, also known as saline, in order to clean or flush the IV catheter. Locking is the process of instilling heparin after flushing with saline to prevent clot and biofilm formation. This keeps the IV catheter patent and reduces the risk of catheter-related bloodstream infections. Flushing with saline and locking with heparin prevents clot and biofilm formation, keeps the IV catheter patent, and reduces the risk of catheter-related bloodstream infections.
Kate, there's been some confusion about catheter flushing and locking orders. Can you tell us a little about this?
Sure. Specific prescriber orders must be obtained for saline and heparin administration for maintaining patency of IV catheters, also referred to as vascular access devices, or VADs. Based on the type of VAD in use, valid orders for flushing and locking solutions must be faxed to the pharmacy before saline or heparin can be dispensed. For example, valved catheters would not require the use of heparin, whereas non-valved catheters would require use of heparin.
How would you tell the difference?
A good rule of thumb: if it has a clamp, use heparin. If it doesn't have a clamp, no need for heparin.
Let me also add, not only must the facility nurses have a prescriber order for the delivery of the actual flush and locking solutions, they must also have the order to administer the flushing and locking solutions.
How can the electronic MAR help trigger the right orders for flushes and locks?
Facilities that utilize electronic MARs must ensure that electronic order sets for infusion therapy include flushing and locking orders. An order set is a group of bundled standard orders that are triggered once an infusion therapy is prescribed. If flushes and locks are not part of your order sets, please call your infusion nurse educator or send an email to elearning@omnicare.com. We will definitely guide you and provide the support you need to ensure that the order sets are added correctly to your EMAR.
Barb, what about those who may not use an electronic MAR?
While electronic MAR prescriber is the preferred mode of request, we recognize that there are still some that utilize printed forms. We do have a printed form that you can use for ordering the appropriate flushes. The Omnicare Vascular Access Device Flush Order Form, which is located in OmniView, will guide you through the flushing and locking ordering process. The form is patient-specific and has a list of protocols that can be checked off depending on the type of vascular access device. So you would select the type of catheter, enter any additional notes for consideration, include the nurse's and prescriber's information, obtain as a prescriber telephone order, and fax it to the pharmacy. All IV orders must be faxed to the pharmacy. You can find this form in OmniView under Nursing Infusion Tools. From there, click on Infusion Therapy Resources and select VAD Flush Order Form from the list.
What are some things to consider when reviewing the prescriber's order? What must the order include?
Prescriber orders for flushing and locking VADs must include the type of solution, normal saline or heparin, the volume, the strength, and the frequency, such as before meds, after meds, every 12 hours, etc.
Why does Omnicare still utilize heparin in their IV protocols to lock catheters?
Omnicare follows the most current INS guidelines released in 2021. The use of heparin is certainly recommended in Standard 41, Practice Criteria H, page S114. There have been years of controversy over whether the non-therapeutic levels of heparin for locking a catheter can incite heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, or HIT, but there is lack of sufficient evidence that it does. We have not seen it in this setting in over 20 years. We continue to recommend heparin because we have anecdotal evidence that there is an increase in catheter occlusions when facilities move away from the use of heparin. All of that said, it is the prerogative of the healthcare provider to order flushing and locking protocols that differ from Omnicare's policies. If a facility wants to change the protocol facility-wide, we recommend the use of Policy 1.1, Facility Procedure Amendment Process, to amend the protocol. The INS Standard 41, Flushing and Locking, recommends standardizing heparin concentrations for flushing central vascular access devices, or CVADs, to heparin 10 units per ml to minimize the potential for complications. Omnicare flush protocols follow the INS standards recommendations. Midlines are flushed with normal saline and then locked with 3 mLs of heparin, 10 units per ml. All central vascular access devices, including peripherally inserted central catheters, or PICs, are flushed with normal saline and then locked with 5 mLs of heparin, 10 units per ml.
What should the facility do with any unused flushes?
Remember that saline and heparin flushes are patient-specific. The flushes are billed to the patient's insurance. Therefore, leftover flushes should never be used for other patients. As an alternative to keeping or disposing of unused flushes, you can return them to the pharmacy in states that accept returns. Put the remaining wrapped flushes in the box or bag they came in with the patient label and give them to your pharmacy driver on the next delivery. The pharmacy will credit the patient for the unused portion of the syringes.
How can we learn more about this topic in detail?
Omnicare has nursing education available via e-learning and also in person. Contact us at elearning@omnicare.com for more information about our nursing education programs.
Absolutely. Our goal is to help you provide the best possible care for your residents by providing the resources and education when and where you need them. That will wrap up today's discussion of IV flushes and locks. We hope that this episode helped to clear up any confusion about flushing and locking orders. And if you only remember one thing, remember that you can reach out to your Omnicare team to help guide you to the right process for ordering. Thank you, Barb and Kate, for joining us today and sharing your expertise and providing this valuable information for our listeners. I'd also like to thank everyone joining us today for this podcast. We truly hope that you've learned something new and look forward to having you tune in for additional episodes in the future. If any of our listeners have questions regarding the information that we discussed today, please reach out to your Omnicare clinical nurse. If you are interested in or are not familiar with Omnicare's vast array of services, please contact us at elearning@omnicare.com. Have a great day.